Carol O'Fori, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.
If you're just joining us, welcome. The name is Carol O'Fori, and as I mentioned earlier, today everybody's a little bit nervous. Some of us don't quite understand what this bill means, and for some of us who do understand it, we have feelings about it. It could be against or for it. What am I talking about? Well, today President Cyril Ramaphosa will publicly sign into law the National Health Insurance Bill, or NHI Bill, right? Now, the signing ceremony is expected to take place at the Union Buildings this afternoon at 2 p.m. Okay. But what is this bill? What does it mean? How does it change your life as a person, for example, medical aid, or a person who doesn't have medical aid? What does it mean? So I have someone on the line with me right now who's going to unpack all of this for us. I'm talking about the chair of the South African Medical Association, Dr. Mvuyisi Mzukwa. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, Mama, and greetings to your listeners.
Thank you so much for having me
in your program.
Thank you. Now, Doctor, there's a huge hesitation. For someone who's never heard now, they just switched on the radio. They're like, what? What is this NHI bill? What is it all about? How would you explain it in the most simplest terms?
All right, ma'am. If I were to explain the National Health Insurance, it's like a very big medical aid, you know, whereby all of us are beneficiaries. In other words, government will have to, if you go to a doctor, a private doctor, or you go to a local clinic, whether that clinic is private or not, you would be seen for free and have access to medicines for free. And also, if you need a referral to a hospital, your nearest hospital, whether it's private or public. But we must remember that that is not going to happen this evening or tomorrow,
right,
or even next year. It's going to take more than perhaps about 10 years or so,
wow,
to be implemented, because there's so much that needs to be done at the moment. So you can't run and cancel your medical aid because of the signing of this bill. It's just a PR exercise that will be done today.
Right. Okay, so let's get this straight. It's going to be, the plan is this big medical fund where everybody has access to more health facilities than what we have right now. In layman's terms, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
However, the big however is that this is not something we sign 2 p.m., 3 p.m. if you have medical aid, you're like, hi, I'm canceling. No, because this could take up to 10 years. And that sidebar, the litigation that's also coming the way of this bill. Am I correct?
That's correct. That's correct. Because as the South African Medical Association, recall that we've been raising concerns, you know, to say, but the system is not ready for this. In the rural areas, for example, there are no clinics, or very few clinics and very few hospitals.
Mm.
There's a challenge of roads. Ambulances cannot access patients there. You know, if you say you want universal coverage, you are talking about not only urban and peri-urban areas, you're talking about everybody in South Africa, including those that live in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there is the story of this could take up to 10 years for it to actually come into effect, number one. Number two, I know political parties are launching their legal case against this, as well as you mentioned yourselves, the Medical Association of South Africa. What are your views as the South African Medical Association of South Africa on this bill being signed at 2 p.m.?
Well, we've already shown that we even though we support the objectives of the bill,
mm-hmm,
but we don't accept the bill in its current form, because it just addresses the finance aspect, even though it's called a reform, health reform,
mm,
but it does not reform the whole healthcare system. You know, because in the healthcare system, and we're talking about many pillars of the healthcare system.
Right.
We're talking about finance, we're talking about human beings, human resources for health, people that are working in the hospitals. We're talking about medicines and technology. We're talking about infrastructure. We're talking about ethical governance and leadership.
Right.
You know, all these things, they make up the healthcare system. So you can't just pull out finances and think that our problem is finances. You know that we, in most cases, we don't have problems with finances. We have poor management of finances by unethical leadership and governance,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be isolating that one aspect and think you fold your arms and say, I'm done with the healthcare system.
Right.
You know, well, those are the challenges that we've highlighted. Mm-hmm. But also, if you are saying you are going to get rid of medical aid, we have a serious problem with that, because as we can see in the UK, for example, the system is collapsing as we speak, because the NHS cannot accommodate, you know, such huge numbers. Like, for example, now they've got a backlog of about 7.8 million of people are waiting to do operations. So if a first world country can struggle like that, how much more us, the third world country?
100%. Now, I've seen a couple of newspaper reports saying that they're expecting the funding for this scheme to come from the taxpayer.
Yes, that's the greatest question that we've been, everybody is interested in. How are we going to fund the NHI? Because we're saying the NHI is a fund. So it means we must get somebody, either we increase our taxes in terms of, you know, a VAT or personal income tax, like you and I are working, we must get a separate tax that is going to be funding the NHI. But all in all, we must know where this is going to come from. So there's no clarity on where this is going to come from.
100%. So I want us to be quite clear. There are those who are listening who have medical cover. We've got medical aid, and they are a little bit nervous. We will reiterate that this is a process that could take up to 10 years should those who oppose this bill not be successful in the opposition of this bill. Therefore, basically nothing changes in the current status. You cannot, for example, not have access to medical aid and walk into a hospital tomorrow and say, I'm here at a private hospital for service because the NHI bill was signed yesterday by the president. Is that correct?
That's very correct. It could take even 10 years. I mean, it's
a ballpark.
We're being generous. Yeah, we're being kind. It could take 15, 20 years. But the issue is you can't cancel your medical aid until then. I don't know what is then, but until that period.
Okay.
So it's important that we don't get excited by the signature of this, the president. It's just a PR exercise, as I said.
All right. It's just a PR exercise. For the sake of time, because I know we have very limited time, anything else, Doctor, that you want to make clear as the chair of the South African Medical Association around the NHI Bill?
The one thing that I wanted to clear is that, you know, there is this view that doctors, they don't want this NHI because they are not pro-poor and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They don't care about poor people. Mm-hmm. But that is it's not true. It's actually what we stand for. It's, you know, the people who are marginalized. If you look at our complaints, we're complaining about unavailability of resources in the rural areas. Who lives in the rural areas? Mostly poor people.
Mm.
So this thing that people are using it as a political football, and they have this rhetoric that they keep saying, it's really a huge challenge. But the last thing from me is the fact that the voice of the medical profession has been ignored in the past. If you recall, during the times of the HIV AIDS denialism, we've been voicing concerns at that time, and they were ignored. What happened? And during the life Isidimeni as well, the medical profession voiced out a serious concern. They were ignored. What happened after that? So we are questioning the state even now to say you can't exclude the voice of the medical profession.
Right. Doctor, I would love to unpack this a lot more, but I think as this bill is signed and more conversations happen, we will definitely be getting in touch with you again for some more clarity. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
There we go. Thank you. That is Dr. Mvuyisi Mzukwa. He is the chair of the South African Medical Association, clarifying the NHI bill and what it means come 2 p.m. today. It is evident that nothing really changes. And as the doctor says, to quote him, it is a PR exercise at this stage, as there are many opposing parties to this bill coming into play. So if I could say one thing about it is just hang ten.
Carol O'Forey, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.